Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Early Stage Valuation, A Fair Value Perspective by Antonella Pucca, is a specialized finance and valuation handbook focused on how to estimate fair value for early stage enterprises. Positioned within the Wiley Finance series, it targets real-world situations where startups and other young companies must be valued for financial reporting, investment analysis, or transactions such as mergers and acquisitions. Rather than treating early stage valuation as a simplified version of mature company appraisal, the book frames it as a distinct problem shaped by limited operating history, rapid change, uncertain market adoption, and complex venture-backed capital structures. Pucca emphasizes the use of fair value principles that are widely used in global financial reporting and valuation practice. The text surveys commonly applied methodologies, explains when each approach is appropriate, and highlights practical implementation issues such as selecting inputs, handling sparse data, and reconciling method outputs. Case-based discussion is used to connect valuation theory to the decisions practitioners must defend to investors, auditors, and other stakeholders. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, early-stage enterprises in context uncertainty, markets, and venture dynamics. A foundational theme in the book is that early-stage enterprises are not just smaller versions of established businesses. Their valuation is shaped by high uncertainty, limited financial history, evolving business models, and dependence on external financing. The book situates valuation work in the broader venture capital market, where pricing is influenced by stage financing, milestone-based risk reduction, and negotiation between founders and investors. Understanding this context matters because observable market data may be sparse, comparable companies may not be truly comparable, and the company's own forecasts may be highly contingent on product development or go-to-market execution. In this environment, a valuation must incorporate both the economics of the business and the structure of how capital is provided. The book also highlights that valuations are often required at points that are not natural market clearing events, such as periodic financial reporting dates, which increases the need for disciplined frameworks. By grounding valuation in how early-stage companies raise, the text prepares readers to choose methods and assumptions that reflect real venture dynamics, rather than relying on overly mechanical templates. Secondly, applying fair value standards to startups' principles, inputs, and defensibility. A central contribution of the book is its focus on fair value as a globally accepted set of principles used in valuation and financial reporting for early-stage companies. Fair value work often must be defendable to auditors, regulators, investment committees, and other reviewers, which makes process and documentation as important as the numerical output. The book explains how fair value thinking informs the selection of valuation techniques, the hierarchy and reliability of inputs, and the need to align assumptions with market participant perspectives rather than management optimism. It also addresses practical challenges such as limited observable data, rapid shifts in market conditions, and the impact of financing terms on what the fair value of the enterprise and its securities should represent. This emphasis helps readers distinguish between a negotiated transaction price and a fair value estimate at a measurement date, especially when the most recent financing may not be directly transferable to the whole capitalization. The result is a framework for producing valuations that are not only analytically sound, but also suitable for high scrutiny contexts, such as financial statement measurements. Thirdly, enterprise valuation methods tailored to early stage companies. The book provides an applied survey of valuation methodologies commonly used for early-stage enterprises, with attention to when each method is likely to be useful. It covers approaches such as the venture capital method for seed stage settings, the backsolve method when recent financing provides information that can be translated into an implied enterprise value, and discounted cash flow analysis when forecasts can be constructed and risk can be modeled through discount rates or scenario thinking. It also includes an asset accumulation perspective, which may be relevant when the business is primarily a collection of identifiable assets or when operating assumptions are too speculative for an income-based approach. Across these methods, the text stresses implementation choices that often drive results more than the choice of method itself, including timeline to liquidity, risk assessment, calibration to market evidence, and consistency with the firm's stage of development. By treating methods as tools rather than rigid rules, the book helps practitioners justify why a technique fits the facts and how to cross-check outputs using alternative approaches or market signals. Fourthly, capital structure and value allocation among stakeholders. Early-stage companies frequently have complex capital structures that include multiple series of preferred stock, common equity, and contractual rights that affect payouts at exit. The book addresses how these structures influence valuation and why enterprise value alone is not sufficient for many real-world purposes. A key topic is allocating enterprise value to different securities and stakeholders in a manner consistent with fair value measurement. This requires understanding preferences, participation features, conversion rights, and other terms that shape the distribution of proceeds under different exit outcomes. The book links these structural details to valuation modeling choices. But emphasizing that allocation is not merely an accounting exercise, but a market-based estimate of what each class of security would be worth at the measurement date. This is especially relevant for financial reporting and for valuations used in transactions, where the fair value of specific instruments must be estimated, not just the company as a whole. By focusing on capital structure mechanics and allocation logic, the text helps readers avoid common mistakes, such as treating common and preferred as simple pro rata claims when their economic rights differ materially. Last level, valuing instruments and metrics options, warrants, debt, contingencies, and non-gate measures, beyond valuing the enterprise itself. The book discusses valuation issues for financial instruments often present in early stage settings, including options and warrants, debt securities, and contingent consideration. These instruments can be sensitive to volatility assumptions, timing to liquidity, downside protection, and contractual triggers, making their fair value estimation technically demanding. The text also highlights the role of performance indicators and non-gate metrics in early-stage valuation, where traditional earnings measures may be negative or not meaningful. While non-gate metrics can help describe traction or unit economics, the book treats them as inputs that require careful interpretation, consistency, and linkage to value drivers rather than as substitutes for valuation fundamentals. The combined focus on instruments and metrics reflects the reality that startup valuation is often performed in an environment where incentives, contractual terms, and operational indicators interact for practitioners. This section reinforces that accurate fair value work depends on both financial theory and a close reading of the relevant legal and commercial terms, along with disciplined selection of assumptions that market participants would plausibly use. In conclusion, early stage valuation, a fair value perspective, is best suited to readers who already have a grounding in finance and want a practitioner-oriented guide to valuing young companies. Under fair value principles, valuation specialists, venture capital and private equity professionals, financial analysts, and advisors involved in transactions or financial reporting will benefit most, particularly those who must support conclusions under audit or investment committee scrutiny. The practical value of the book lies in how it connects early stage realities to defensible valuation. Work it clarifies how to think about limited data, how to choose and apply methods such as the venture capital method, Becksolve, discounted cash flow, and asset-based approaches, and how capital structure details change the answer that matters to each stakeholder. It also extends the discussion beyond enterprise value to the valuation of instruments like options, warrants, debt, and contingent consideration, which are common sources of complexity in venture-backed companies, compared with general corporate valuation texts that focus on mature firms and stable cash flows. Buka's book stands out for its concentrated attention on early-stage constraints and fair value measurement requirements, making it a strong companion for professionals working where startup finance and reporting standards meet. If you would like to support Antonella Puca, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.